Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, yesterday brought day two of opening statements by the Trump legal team, including from veteran lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who says the House articles of impeachment against the president simply don't meet constitutional standard.
I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump's long-awaited Middle East peace plan is expected to be released today. The president has referred to the plan as, quote, the deal of the century. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan, which would reportedly allow Israel to annex portions of the West Bank. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
America continues to mourn the death of a basketball legend.
Schools across the country starting the day with a moment of silence to honor basketball great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people, including the pilot, killed on the helicopter in Calabasas, California.
I was sad because that's my dad's favorite basketball player, and I want my dad to be upset that Kobe Bryant passed away.
The NTSB trying to get to the bottom of why the chopper crashed. Heavy fog in the area. Police choppers were not allowed to fly at the time. Kobe reportedly had special permission.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. There's a small chance two satellites could collide tomorrow evening over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 will come very close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Authorities in Scottsboro, Alabama say eight people are dead after a fire on a dock that they're still trying to determine the origin of. The fire broke out early yesterday morning at the Jackson County Park boat dock. Seven people treated for injuries. At least 35 vessels were destroyed or seriously damaged by the blaze. Officials say more people may be missing, but it could take several days for dive teams to complete their searching. Federal prosecutors say Prince Andrew is not cooperating with their investigation of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaking outside the deceased sex offender's New York City home, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said that they've been unable to interview Andrew about his friendship with Epstein despite numerous attempts and requests. One woman who says Epstein kept her as a sex slave says she was forced to have sex with Andrew when she was 17 years old. Andrew has denied the claims, but he did step down from his public royal duties last year. And Chipotle is facing a fine of nearly $1.5 million from the state of Massachusetts for violating child labor laws at more than 50 locations in that state. Investigators found the chain frequently had minors working too many hours and minors working with no valid work permits. More than 13,000 violations were issued. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Andrew Bostom is joining us. Islamic anti-Semitism is the topic, and you know, as old as Islam itself, explains the anti-Semitism scholar in his newly updated book, The Legacy of Islamic Anti-Semitism, From Sacred Texts to Solemn History, which provides the comprehensive, meticulously documented evidence that a specific Muslim hatred of Jews have been expressed continuously since the advent of Islam. I mean, what we're talking about here, Dr. Bostom, is ancient hatred, are we not?
Yeah, unfortunately. And it's one that's, you know, certainly in our age and maybe in the past as well to a certain extent, has been deemed, you know, too politically incorrect or whatever the older term was, to discuss. You know, it's particularly problematic in our age, Bill, because you know, now we constantly are subjected to all kinds of polling, some of it good, some of it bad. But the best index of how problematic Islamic anti-Semitism is in our era actually comes from repeated surveys done by the Anti-Defamation League. And, you know, full disclosure, I'm politically conservative. I routinely disagree with the ADL, but I do admire their ability to employ this instrument, this survey instrument that they've developed over the last quarter century, and they keep applying. And it's very simple. I mean, they take 11 classical anti-Semitic stereotypes as questions, and they question all the people that they're surveying. And it's a pretty stringent scale because, you know, you could argue, well, you know, if a person agrees with one of them, that's not so good. Right. But you have to agree with at least six out of the 11 anti-Semitic stereotypes to become an index case of what they define, I think it's an appropriate definition, as extreme anti-Semitism. So they literally have applied this scale all over the world. Mm-hmm. And invariably what they find, whether it's, you know, in the Muslim Middle East, for example, which are the 16 most anti-Semitic countries in the world, where the prevalence or the occurrence of this degree of anti-Semitism, and again, it's called extreme anti-Semitism, is anywhere from 74% to 93%, so it's off the scale. Mm-hmm. Now they have moved on to applying this scale repeatedly in Muslim diaspora populations, including in Western Europe, where there's a big enough sample of Muslims to compare to the other to the non-Muslim populations. And the last two surveys that they've done in Western European countries showed that 50% to 55% already of the Muslims in those communities have this same degree of anti-Semitism. Again, not as extreme quite as the Middle East, but bad enough. And also about two to threefold the non-Muslims in Western Europe. Mm-hmm. When you move to the United States, they've applied this scale recently in 2016 to early 2017 was when the survey was conducted. And the United States is a much more philo-Semitic country. It has a European background, but it also has its own unique background. And the background rate in this country, which may be higher than people think, is about 14% on this scale amongst non-Muslims. It's 34% already amongst Muslims in this country. So it's very consistent with the worldwide pattern of about a two- to three-fold excess in Muslim populations.
Now, these 11 benchmarks, run it down. What questions are they asking, Andrew?
Yeah, well, give me a second because I want to be completely accurate about this. I want to have them right in front of me. So,
yeah, no problem.
So, for example, the most recent iteration, there was an earlier version that came out in 2004, but basically since 2014, if Jews are more loyal to Israel than to this country, wherever the person lives in. Mm-hmm. Jews have too much power in the business world. Jews have too much power in international financial markets. Jews don't care about what happens to anyone but their own kind. Jews have too much control over global affairs. People hate Jews because of the way Jews behave. Jews think they are better than other people. Jews have too much control over the United States government. Jews have too much control over the global media. Jews still talk too much about what happened to them in the Holocaust. Jews are responsible for most of the world's wars. So you have to agree with at least six of 11 of those to even make it onto the ADL's, scale.
Wow. And so this gives us a bit of an understanding. I mean, because if people are answering these questions and they're at the level that they are, like you say, in these predominant Muslim countries where they're reaching, a majority in terms of answering these questions.
Oh, gosh, more than a majority, yeah. Bill. I mean, 74% to 93%. Yeah. And what the ADL does is they farm this out to a very good polling service, and they spend a fortune to get these data. And they administer this in local languages, local dialects, and they do, my background is in epidemiology as well as medicine, and they do very standard, what are called like random digit dialing methods for cell phone coverage. The methodology is very sound. The results are very depressing, but the methodology is very sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, in today's polling, they'll poll, maybe 1,000 people, for any political thing, and then it's a plus or minus, error factor of 3%. But this is a deep dive. This is pretty comprehensive.
It is. And even when they do some of the regional surveys, they may typically sample, like recently in Europe, they'll sample 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So these are enormous surveys when they do the sort of global surveys.
So Andrew, what's the trajectory here? I mean, is it getting worse? What are we seeing from these studies?
On the one hand, I'm sorry to be sort of have a morbid sense of humor about this. You can't get much worse than the Middle East when you're already at 74.
Right, it's 75% to 93%. Yeah, I understand.
It's sort of reached its peak, I would perhaps say, in the Middle East. I don't see any evidence that it's dying down. It's ratcheting up, I think, in the populations that are now, in the areas that are now accepting more Muslims. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to begin to look at why that is. And that's been the thrust.
That's my next question, because we know that in the madrasas, I mean, in fact, we even talked to an Iranian activist, and she says at seven she was taught that America was an infidel, that they hated America. She says she didn't even know what she was saying, but 7 years old,
right,
she was conditioned to believe that, and later on in life she was able to discern differently, and she looks to America as the answer, and she's now been very outspoken about what's happening in Iran.
It's a tops-down, bottoms-up phenomenon. I mean, if you look at institutional Islam, this is really where it's coming. Forget about at the level of the majority. It's a top-down, bottoms-up, I should say, thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at Sunni Islam's Vatican, Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, Its last two grand imams have been virulent anti-Semites. The late grand imam, Muhammad Sayyid Tantawi, was actually an incredible, in their idiom, scholar of Quranic studies. He was the grand imam of Al-Azhar from 1996 to 2010. He was a child prodigy. He memorized the Quran, and they're called the Hafiz in Arabic. And he went on to devote his entire life to Quranic studies, and ultimately did become...
Exactly. Andrew, we got to go to break, so we'll hit the pause button. More from Dr. Andrew Bostom after this.
Sure.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Clubs are original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
You're
Gaga, Goo Goo here. We give it to you straight as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining us 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with Dr. Andrew Bossom. He is an academic MD, as they say, and also an author. And boy, I'll tell you, he brings a lot to the discussion, as my good friend Dennis Prager says. There's no one who is writing more scholarly but accessible material about Islam in the world today than Andrew Bostrom. Andrew, you know, this latest book that you're presenting to us reminds us of the reality is something that has been around. You know, as you say, it's quite the legacy. You know, the first time it was brought to my attention and realized, and in fact, that's why I refer to it as ancient hatred, because it's something that's been going on for years, and here we are. We've been trying to negotiate with the Palestinians. I say we, you know, the United States has gotten involved, and we've been trying to lead the way between Israel and Palestine, ever since Yasser Arafat, and the truth be known, before then. Because it was like the land didn't mean much before, and Palestinians had a chance. They were disinterested in the land. Israel comes in, and God blessed Israel, and they came up with all this innovation, irrigation, everything else, and they turned turned it into a kind of a desert oasis. Israel has become, and now they go, hey, look at, well, you know, that's our land. You know, you are occupiers. But yet it's clear, you know, as to the history of what's going on. And, of course, this is on right, you know, a continuing history of Israel and conflict that has had there since, God made them his chosen people and gave them the land. And, since then, there's been antithetical forces. There's been judgment on Israel. But here they are. They're back. They're back in the land. The history is rich, and it's almost a little bit of that, you see that kind of sibling rivalry, you know, that even the Smothers Brothers are used to sing about, you know, about mom always loved you best, right?
Well, but Islam saw itself as perfecting both Judaism and Christianity. And in fact, it really does see itself as the primordial monotheism, the primordial faith. Even though it's kind of bizarre, because obviously historically it comes after. So there's a verse in the Quran, in the third surah chapter, the 67th verse, which says that Abraham, or as he's referred to as Ibrahim, is neither a Jew nor a Christian. He's a pious Muslim, and it's very supersessionist in that sense. And and true Christians and true Jews, will of their own volition convert to Islam, because it's just the perfection of their own faith. And when that doesn't happen, that's when all the problems begin. And those that don't, obviously the vast majority of Jews and Christians, are then to be dealt with, through jihad, are labeled eternally, in the Quran. As enemies, there's a lot of hatred that is directed at them, particularly Jews, theologically. Historically, right. You could say that the fate of Christians has been at least as bad or worse under Islam. But theologically, there's no question that there's this that terrible animus towards the Jews in both the Quran and the traditions of Muhammad.
I'd say towards Jews and non-Jews. I mean, you're an infidel.
Exactly. But I think the what we talked about in the earlier segment about this just overwhelming disproportionate amount of anti-Semitism in the Muslim world ultimately is rooted in the theology, and this has been really a verboten subject of discussion, which is why I elaborated it in so much detail in the book and the new edition of the book. Mm-hmm. And before the break, I was introducing the late Grand Imam, the papal equivalent for Sunni Islam of Al-Azhar University, which for 1,000 years has been in Sunni Islam, which is about 90% of Muslims, the most important religious teaching institution. And when Tantawi served from 1996 to 2010 as the Grand Imam, but his entire career was based on Quranic studies. And he produced a PhD thesis when he was a student at Al-Azhar University, which translates as Jews and the Quran and the Traditions. And then he went on to write a 15-volume mature, you know, Quranic commentary. And I was curious whether, you know, he had evolved, because when I read the PhD thesis, it was truly virulent, and I was hoping that in in later life maybe he mollified his views a little bit,
right,
in the in the formal Quranic commentary, which is probably the most important Quranic commentary for Sunnis in the modern era. And unfortunately, he hadn't. So I'd like to give you a sample of what he wrote in his PhD thesis, which is just mimicked later on. He says this is a summary statement. It's rife with material like this. The Quran describes the Jews with their own particular degenerate characteristics, i.e. killing the prophets of Allah, he gives you the Quranic citation, corrupting his words by putting them in the wrong places, consuming the people's wealth frivolously, refusal to distance themselves from the evil they do, and other ugly characteristics. There are full litanies of these characteristics, caused by their deep-rooted lascivious envy. Only a minority of the Jews keep their word. All Jews are not the same. The good ones become Muslims, and this is Quran 3.1.13, the bad ones do not. He went on to use this material to sanction, quote, so use force with them and treat them in the way you see is effective in ridding them of their evil. So their Jews are inveterately evil. One may go so far as to ban their religion, their persons, their wealth, and their villages. Now, Bill, this isn't a radical. You know, this isn't Hezbollah. This isn't Hamas. This is the Sunni papal equivalent.
Right, exactly.
His successor, the current Grand Imam of Al-Azhar University, Ahmed Al-Tayeb, in 2013 gave a lecture on live Egyptian TV where he riveted on another verse. There's a verse in the Quran in the fifth surah, the 82nd verse, which is kind of a psychological projection verse, honestly. It claims that the Jews harbor the most intense enmity towards the Muslims. But in turn, and this is the classical interpretation as well as the modern interpretation, in turn, this has justified a Muslim hatred of Jews. And Tayeb, the current Grand Imam, says, you know, this, he lays it out. He says, for 14 centuries, this has defined our relationship with the Jews. He goes on to equate Zionists and Jews, Zionism and Judaism, and says that that it's the Jews that have caused Muslims all this pain over the years, and this verse defines the relationship. So when you're getting this from, again, what are the papal equivalents of Sunni Islam, it has its impact, and
it's
reiterated in a bottoms down way, a bottoms up way. Because think about all the imams that are trained at Al-Azhar University and how they fan out literally across the world.
Exactly.
So this is what I'm Jewish, and this is what my community has refused to confront. In other words, you know, imagine if Pope Francis gave an interview like that and rekindled, you know, themes from medieval Christianity that were particularly anti-Semitic, deicide, et cetera, whatever it would be. Things that frankly have been purged since Vatican
II. Yes, right. Well, you would think and hope they'd been purged, but what you're realizing, they haven't been purged at all.
Not entirely. But what I'm saying is that the Jewish community would be in an uproar if an interview like this were granted by Pope Francis.
Andrew, we're out of time. We've got to have you back because this conversation has to continue. Dr. Andrew Bostom, he's updated The Legacy of Islamic Antisemitism from Sacred Text to Solemn History, and I assure you he will be back because there is more to consider about this whole story, not to mention the ongoing, you know, educational balance that's necessary in this narrative. Dr. Bostom, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, yesterday brought day two of opening statements by the Trump legal team, including from veteran lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who says the House articles of impeachment against the president simply don't meet constitutional standard.
I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump's long-awaited Middle East peace plan is expected to be released today. The president has referred to the plan as, quote, the deal of the century. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan, which would reportedly allow Israel to annex portions of the West Bank. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we got America's Money Answers Man with us right now, Jordan Goodman right here. Hey, Jordan, how we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Boy, a lot of excitement in the midst of impeachment madness. I mean, what's Donald Trump doing, man? He's still staying busy. We've got some trade deals done. And, you know, what kind of impact can we look forward to on the economy with these?
Very positive. I mean, these were two of the major deals that have been hanging over the market all of last year, and now they've both been resolved. We actually signed the Phase 1 trade deal with China, and the Senate passed the USMCA, which is the deal with Mexico and Canada. We weren't sure if they were both going to happen, but they now, in fact, have both happened. Mm-hmm. And what business needs is certainty, and this is going to allow some certainty that was not available before on both fronts. So with China, it's going to be a Phase 2, but there's really an awful lot that's been accomplished by Phase 1, Bill.
Well, I got to say, first, getting back to the USMCA, I'm a little disappointed that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, maybe even Mitch McConnell didn't make a spectacle out of USMCA after the approval and everything. They could have been on top of the Capitol steps there, kind of doing a little village people scenario. This was just the vision I had.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. I mean, it is one of the major things that they've cooperated on. There haven't been a lot of things they've cooperated on, but in this case,
exactly,
they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very good for U.S. farmers, manufacturers, consumers, employers, all the way up and down, and particularly compared to had we not had a USMCA, which would have been disastrous. So that's going to be very positive.
Right.
And there are labor and environmental standards being put in particularly Mexico, that they didn't have before, which was giving them an unfair advantage. So that's major major progress on that front?
Well, you know, without a doubt, and for a number of years, politicians have been complaining. You know, of course, business has been complaining about NAFTA and that it was long overdue to be updated. And so this is very positive. Any downside here, Bill, like anything, you know, it is a process. And though this is a big improvement over NAFTA, what's the phase two of USMCA down the road, do you think?
I don't think there's going to be a phase two. I mean, it was hard enough getting this one through. I think this is it for a very long time, Bill. I don't think they're not going to go back to the well on this one. I mean, just implementing this will be complicated. I mean, just to give you one example, we're going to be sending a bunch of people down to Mexico to make sure that they're following the labor guidelines, allowing labor unions and rising minimum wages and not exploiting people, that kind of thing. The Mexicans were not too happy about that, but it was part of the deal. So there's enforcement mechanisms in here as well. So it's going to take a while to enforce this thing.
Well, and here it is. This was key to phase one of China as well, was enforcement. And, you know, it's kind of like a wait and see. Hopefully there's integrity there and that they're sincere about this first phase trade deal with China.
Well, they know that if they don't enforce it or follow by what they've signed, that we're going to start putting tariffs back on all over again. In fact, we're not removing.
I was going to say, there's still some still pending.
Correct. Well, some 25% on some things. Some tariffs were removed, were lowered from 15% to 7.5%. And some of the tariffs that were going to go into effect in December did not. But the Chinese know extremely well that if they don't follow through, they're going to get hit with tariffs again, which has really been hurting their economy much more than our economy.
What was the linchpin for China at this point? I mean, as we know, they were holding back a bit because of all the you know, all the contrariness and resistance happening in our body politic. And some Chinese were suggesting, hey, maybe we should wait for new management. But they decided maybe new management is not a coming.
Well, that's right, and they weren't sure what that would mean anyway. I think Elizabeth Warren, for example, would be much tougher on the Chinese in a certain way. So I think they said, let's get the deal we know we have now and not wait for the future. I mean, they made major concessions, Bill, that we weren't sure we were going to get out. Major purchases of U.S. goods, not only agricultural, but manufacturing, energy, technology, something like $200 billion in purchases there.
Wow.
They made concessions on intellectual property, that they're going to respect intellectual property more. They made major concessions on financial services. So American banks and credit card companies are going to be able to get into China and own 100% of their affiliates. Their companies like American Express, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank are all going to be able to get in there in a very, very big way. They said they're not going to devalue their currency. They've been kind of artificially keeping their currency low as a kind of a tool to export more. They said they're not going to do that anymore as well. And they set up a dispute resolution mechanism that if we dispute these things, it's going to have some teeth to it to make sure that they, in fact, do follow through. So these are very, very hard fought, but the only way that was going to happen is if we did exactly what we did, put tariffs on them and threaten to put more tariffs on them. That's what brought them to the table because it was so, being so deleterious to their economy, they had to do something.
Yeah, what does that say to all the naysayers in the mainstream media that, you know, were argumentative and against tariffs?
Well, it caused a lot of pain. I mean, for example, the farmers in the U.S.
Oh, no question. Yes.
Really got hit by this, soybean, corn, pork, and so on. So, you know, there was definitely damage done. But in the long run, if we have this deal and it's implemented, it'll be terrific for the farmers.
They
won't have enough land to plant what they need to for it. But
exactly.
It definitely caused pain in the short term.
No question. But hats off to the farmers, though, because they saw the bigger, though it was painful, and yes, there was some government help and support, as there should have been, to help them get through this lull and this tough period of time. But like anybody, people just want to work, and I understand that. So, you know, I think it's a real exciting time because now you've liberated them to, as you say, to maximize their acreage. And I think we're going to realize some incredible innovation, growth, and development out of agriculture, don't you think?
I do, and I think our exports will go up dramatically. And it's good for China, too. I mean, just to give you one example, in the pork area, they've got this virus that's killing a lot of their pigs. They need our pork very badly. So that's just one of many areas. They really need what we've got. All these tariffs. tariffs have been kind of gumming up the works. These are the two largest economies in the world, U.S. and China. And to get them trading and having lower tariffs and more cooperation is good for the entire world.
Yeah, no pork in China. That's like a day without sunshine there, buddy.
That's right.
You got to have that. Well, this is exciting, but again, of course, you know, disappointingly, but it stays the course of what the mainstream media and those on the left have been promoting. They really are doing everything they can to minimize, you know, the victory of the Trump administration over both these trade deals. And then we also got Japan, right? Japan, we were able to secure a trade deal with Japan at the turn of the year.
Korea. Korea as well, right? I mean, the next target is Europe. And even the last day or so, there was a truce there. We were about to put 100% tariffs on French cheese and wine and various other products. And the Europeans are going to put big taxes on our internet companies like Amazon and Google and Facebook and so on. They stood down and they said, oh, Europeans are not going to put those taxes on. We're not going to do the 100% tariffs on them. And they're going to try to work this out. So it's a tough way of negotiating, but it seems to be working.
Better than going to war, Jordan.
I would agree. So maybe we can solve it in Europe as well. Sometimes you got to be tough to make these things happen. It's not fun, but it seems to work.
Well, and again, you know, what we heard over and over again is Donald Trump's going to... I think we're up to the seventh world war that Donald Trump's administration has almost ignited, according to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And fortunately, we can laugh about it. But this is serious business, as you're trying to get people to do something that is fair and just. And obviously, they've been able to see this, as painful as it may be for, you know, for China and even for, you know, Mexico and Canada. But at the end, everybody wins. And I don't see this, unless I'm missing something, Jordan, that this is 100% America and it's not benefiting our trade partners, whether it's China or Japan or, you know, Canada or Mexico.
Definitely benefits both sides, Bill. Benefits both sides.
Great information here, Jordan, as always. We appreciate the resource that you are to our listeners. Where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I got all kinds of resources to help people with all aspects of their personal finances. And I'm glad to get emails. I get them from your listeners all the time.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me out.
How do you not get up and dance? I mean, this is... He is our bodyguard, I'm telling you. Al Parada is joining us from stream.org. He is the man, I'm telling you, the managing editor of the stream. Hey, Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, my gosh, I'm doing really good for a credulous boomer rube.
you need that T-shirt. It says, don't mess with me. I'm an incredulous.
Yeah, that's to be mocked like that is just so funny.
Well, you know, hey, look at, yeah, you just can't take things seriously, that's all. I mean, otherwise you'll become a Democrat and then you panic and everybody is looked at by the color of their skin, right?
Yeah, it's not a happy way to live, to be that bitter and obnoxious.
You know, to me, it's like musicians. You appreciate this, you know. And even comedians. When comedians panic and they get on stage and they go, God, I'm being too funny here. And next thing you know, there's this flurry of F words flying and these F bombs. And I don't know what it is about the audience. Maybe it's because they just sense that, you know, this tight wire act and the comedian is falling, so they'll figure, hey, maybe we'll just laugh and somehow, you know, help him regain his balance over, you know, this rift of, you know, F-bombs. And musicians the same way. It's like, okay, they're not hitting the notes. They haven't been practicing for a while. Let's turn up the fuzz box and let's go distortion, you know. And dancers, give me the spinning, the spinning globe ball, you know, that and the strobe light because, as Billy Crystal would say, I could do the white man overbite and look cool, you know.
Yeah, it's a good analogy to how the media works. Is like that it's a performance, that it's a show,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're panicking.
Well, the deal is worse the substance. I mean, I keep waiting for that gal. Remember that gal? What was her name? Clara. Clara from, you know, remember the old Wendy's commercial? For the longest time, people couldn't remember. Man, where's the beef? Where's the beef? You know, there's, and that's what I'm asking Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. You know, where's the pick and beef in all this?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we had 24 hours, 21 or whatever it was, 24, whatever they did last week.
It was close.
The endless Where is it? You're weaving this. You still haven't told me the crime.
Right.
Not that complicated. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that complicated to be able to say, here's what happened. Here's
exactly.
Why it's illegal. Here's why he should be thrown out of office.
Right.
And then you have a debate about that.
Exactly. Well, you know, I like in your column what you in talking about the audience. And again, this is it's the difference between, you know, like in the 2016, Hillary went after the popular vote. I guess she forgot that the rules is that the popular vote doesn't win you the presidency. It's the electoral vote.
Yes.
And here, the same type of deal, the logic of the Democrats is we're going to harangue the holy what have you out of the American people. And of course, in that process, we're going to harangue the senators and insult them. But they didn't look at it as, the senators being their audience and their primary target and customer. They're looking at the American people. We're just going to keep them confused and disgruntled and at each other's throat and really just keep, piling on that this president doesn't deserve to be president. He is unworthy. He stole the election, in so many words. And then meanwhile, the Trump campaign knows that, look at their audience, it's the 100 senators.
Yeah, and in particular, the more moderate ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what got so confusing when the Democrats were attacking the Senate last week. I'm like, what are they doing? Oh, wait, it's not about winning because ultimately they're going to lose. Trump's going to get acquitted.
Yes.
The motion is going to be dismissed. The idea is to dirty up the Senate for the 2020 election.
Exactly.
That's wrong. This is too serious to be playing games like that. Either you have a case or you don't.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not about the case, and you're exactly right. It's about dirtying up the whole mess. Whether it's the Senate, for them to gain control of the Senate, they're going to do as much damage as possible. And they could care. What they care about is power, which is what Lindsey Graham said at the Kavanaugh hearings. This is the Kavanaugh hearings all over again.
Yeah, and what one of the key factors is again, and in fact, I would even argue, I'd submit that another reason to damage the Senate, mess with the Senate, is if you're going to have another nomination battle this year.
Right.
And the chance that there's another nomination battle this year, you got to dirty the Senate.
Well, of course, because you're going to talk about maybe two, some are saying could be as many as three nominations. Skulls are going to blast up because, John Zemerick and I, and you and I have talked about this before, this is all about Roe v. Wade. And unless we lose sight of that, I mean, this is what this is all about. They're all in. I mean, they lied in the situation with Kavanaugh. There was no, I mean, they did it with impunity, Al. There is no consequence, Miss Blasey Ford or her attorneys and what they perpetrated. It's like, wait a minute, how can people come and lie to the American people and, attack Kavanaugh's character the way in which they did, and now they're doing it with the president? It's like, look at, the American people need to wake up and realize if they can do it to them, we're minions. I mean, we're like little bugs that they can, flick off their windshield.
Yeah, and that's part of the battle that the president's defense team has to be making, and they are to some degree. What they're doing now is going to have repercussions for years for the next presidents to come. It's not so much about what Donald Trump in this case, because what's the worst thing that happens to Donald Trump? He grabs his supermodel wife, goes back to his billionaire lifestyle, and hangs out at resorts around the world. Oh, my gosh. Give us all that fate. Right?
Right.
So it's not about him so much. It's about the next president comes along who's going to be impeached because somebody doesn't like the policy. Because somebody on the NSC decides they're smarter than the guy that's been elected by the people, and they're going to leak information. Or we're going to, that's where you get to Bolton.
Exactly.
What in the world, an NSC top guy talking about conversations he's had with the president.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the damage of that?
No, that's totally. It's incredible that we live in this era right now. And I wouldn't have thought. I had suspicions. Would not thought that John Bolton. And hopefully, we're wrong. Hopefully, like all the other fake news, that this is exaggerated. That this is not a fair representation of John Bolton. Otherwise, this guy's a deep stater.
Yeah, and it'd be self-serving. Now, the interesting thing about, again, is, again, we're not hearing exactly what he said in his book because it's the interpretation of what somebody read coming across a manuscript of it, which could mean anything.
Is this the modern-day version of he said, she said, and telephone, and well, I think they said, and the anonymous reporting kind of junk that we've been subjected to?
Yeah, it's that. But here's the thing. If Trump says something in a... You've heard Trump talk. You tell him he talks in meetings any different than he does at a rally. A million ideas go flying out of the guy's mouth every 5 seconds.
Right.
It's a brainstorming. It's quite possible he says something like, oh, it'd be nice to tie this with that.
Mm.
And then 5 seconds later, it's forgotten. He's moved on to some other things.
Exactly.
But they're trying to impeach him on that. They're trying to impeach him on brainstorming.
Yes. Well, you know, and they went all schizoid when, you know, they got that little video from Les Varnas, right? Varnas's video about him, you know, the short little conversation, which is hard to hear and understand, about Yovanovitch. But, you know, if Yovanovitch was out there bad-mouthing, which has been reported, you know, the president, look, she's serving at the president's pleasure, and she's bad-mouthing the president and expects to maintain her job. She's lucky she got... you know, she got reassigned and landed the job at Georgetown, right?
Yeah, better than being dragged through the streets of Benghazi like the ambassador. And
yeah, right.
It was, you know, and again, he could. You're right. Trump could fire Yovanovitch because he doesn't remember how to pronounce the name.
No.
He could do it for any reason he wants to, and so the idea that that's a big deal is insane.
And by the way, the incoming president. Zelensky said he didn't trust her and he didn't want her he didn't want to talk to her. So it's like, well, I guess that kind of concludes that decision, right?
Yeah, exactly. And again, that's talking about the Ukraine president, his word is not being taken. The Democrat, the House manager's case is the president of the Ukraine is a liar. Because that has to be that is their argument. They're basically saying he's lying through his teeth when he says he didn't feel pressured, when he keeps saying that repeatedly. So that's what the absurdity of this impeachment case is when you really break it down. You can spend 24 hours, you know, weaving all these tapestries and these like, low-level emails and what this person thought or this person said.
Right.
But when you got the president of Ukraine, he's the guy. He's the guy telling the cop on the street, look, I was not robbed.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what this person over here is saying, but I still got my wallet.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Robbed. You can't charge this guy with robbing me and mugging me when I wasn't mugged.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, what does this do in terms of you know, presidential powers in dealing with a foreign president? If you're going to be third partied and upended by by Congress. Because they just don't like him. They don't like his decisions. Well, you know what? 63 million people said we want to give him a shot and we like him. And, the couple thousand people that may have voted for you, that's all fine and well. But, you know, go take it to your hometown. You have no position to interfere on the world stage. That's not your job.
Exactly. Exactly. We have elections. That's why we have elections.
Well, Barack Obama said they have consequences, and maybe Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al. Ought to maybe review and recall what their former standard bearer had to say about that. He is the managing editor of Stream. Go stream.org for more information. Al Perotta right here. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George.